Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern with stories rare. Ceramic nails, advice, and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's full, smooth, and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
The 550th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting that we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening. Our guest tonight is the star of the Boston Red Sox, Ted Williams. But first, here is Real One, Portrait of an Ocean Crossing. Here in New York City, we're used to seeing mighty ocean liners. We're used to watching these great ships as they come and go, plying their way across the Atlantic Ocean. Usually before each sailing of these huge ocean liners, gay parties are held when the friends of those who are sailing come down to the docks to see them off. It was at one of these typical bon voyage parties many years ago that one of the strangest sports stories of all time first began. For at that time, a huge ocean liner was sailing from Australia, bound for England. All over the ship, gay parties were in progress. And as the big ship slowly pulled out to sea, men and women waved fond farewells. The ship's band was playing Hail, Hail, the gang's all here. And the decks were crowded with passengers shouting their final farewells. Soon, the big ship was well out to sea. And as night settled down, the heavy throb of the engines became almost monotonous. As the days passed by, the passengers played shuffleboard or drowsed in deck chairs under the sun. As the big ship serenely sailed on, everything was calm and peaceful. That is, everything was calm and peaceful until one night when the ship was off the Irish coast. Suddenly, the skies became dark, the seas vicious, huge waves crashed up over the bow, tons of water poured down on the decks. The ship shuddered as though stricken, and then in one terrifying moment, the huge liner heeled over on its side, women screamed, and just then came the dreaded order.
Man the lifeboats, women and children first.
How many lifeboats were launched that terrible night, nobody knows. But the next day, when the rescue boats arrived on the scene of the disaster, not a single survivor was found. For weeks, the search went on in an attempt to find one survivor who could tell what had happened that terrible night at sea. And then suddenly, on a barren island, miles from the spot where the ship had sunk, one survivor was found, the only survivor to get off of that boat alive. But the rescuers could never ask that one survivor any questions. No, the rescuers could never ask any questions. For you see, that survivor that they'd found couldn't talk. That's right. This lone survivor couldn't talk because this sole survivor was a horse, a racehorse named Moifa, the same horse that later won England's biggest horse race, the British Grand National. I'll be back in a moment with a story of a strange, strange woman. But first, here is Real Two. If you've tired of razor bite, tired of rough shaves, shaves that leave your face sore, tender, or irritated, mister, please try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Colgate Brushless really takes the trouble out of shaving, gives you shaves that are truly smooth, comfortable, and almost effortless. And you can prove it yourself without risk on this proposition. There is $1 cash. Colgate Brushless will win you in a flash. It will, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured. Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
Believe me, whether your beard is cast iron tough or soft as fuzz, Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream gives you a slick, smooth shave that you'll rave about. Even with cold or hard water, you get a swell shave. There's no soreness or tenderness afterward. On the contrary, after you've used Colgate Brushless, your face has a refreshed, comfortable feeling that's really luxurious. just get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Use it 1 week. And if you don't agree that it's the shave supreme, just mail that carton top back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and you'll get $1 back quick. Okay? There's $1 cash. Says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Real free. Proof of a woman. Out on the West Coast, there's a woman who once said,
"The most important thing in my life is the Salvation Army."
For the past 40 years, this woman who said that the Salvation Army was the most important thing in her life has been known as Salvation May. She is a great worker for the Salvation Army. Her full name is Mrs. May Williams, and her son is the star of the Boston Red Sox, the famous Ted Williams. And what a baseball star he is. Listen.
Ted Williams led the American League in home runs in 1941, 1942, 1947, and 1949.
Ted Williams, the only baseball player to hit over 400 in the last 19 years.
Ted Williams, the batting champion of the American League in 1941, 1942, and 1948.
Ted Williams voted last year as the most valuable player in the American League.
Ted Williams, the highest paid player in baseball history. Today, getting over $100,000 a year.
Ah, but what kind of a man really is Ted Williams? Apparently, there are two schools of thought on that. For, says a Boston sports writer,
Ted Williams is the biggest heel ever to wear a Boston uniform.
But, says a former teammate,
Ted Williams is a great guy.
Paul Gallico, the famous sports writer, has written,
baseball would be better off without Ted Williams.
To which the equipment manager of the Boston Red Sox replied,
Ted Williams is a great guy.
However, Boston baseball fans remember that Ted Williams was away fishing when his wife gave birth to their first baby. To which Mrs. Williams, Ted's mother, replied,
My boy is not like that. He used to take the lunch money I gave him and give it away to other boys who were poor.
Either you like Ted Williams very much or you don't like him at all. There's no middle ground. But Grantland Rice, the dean of American sports writers, summed it up best of all when he wrote these immortal lines. I've heard them hiss Hans Wagner, and I've heard them snarl at Cobb. I've heard them holler, take him out with Matty on the job. I've heard them curse when Babe Ruth struck out or Speaker missed a play. For 40 years, I've heard them ride the heroes of their day. They build you up and then they knock you down from here to kingdom come. But Ted Williams, just remember this. They never booed a bum. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, in person. The most controversial figure in baseball today, the star of the Boston Red Sox, Mr. Ted Williams.
Thank you, Bill. I know the question that you'd like to ask me. Who is going to win the American League pennant this year? Well, I think that my team, the Boston Red Sox, will. But tonight, I'd like to talk to you about baseball up Boston way. For one of the strangest stories of all time took place up there with my own team, the Boston Red Sox. You see, one year a girls' baseball team had a great pitcher. So great that the Boston Red Sox become interested. You ask how could a Major League Baseball team become interested in a pitcher who was a girl? Well, the answer is this pitcher really wasn't a girl, rather a boy who was posing as a girl. The payoff is that this pitcher who first broke into baseball pitching for a girls' team was bought by the Boston Red Sox and went on to become one of the greatest pitchers of all time. For the pitcher I'm talking about was the immortal Smokey Joe Wood, a pitcher who can never be forgotten, even though he did get his start posing as a girl.
Thanks so much. Good luck and good night. Ted Williams. Reel 4. Portrait of an Irishman. This is the strange sports story of an Irishman. An Irishman named Patrick Redmond, who was born in Ireland many, many years ago. Patrick Redmond was one of five brothers, but he was the only one of those brothers who didn't get along with the rest of the family, for he was headstrong and he was obstinate. In fact, he caused so much trouble at his home that finally his father asked him to leave the house and never to come back. Patrick Redmond did leave home. He left home to join a traveling carnival. In that carnival, Patrick Redmond became a strong man. As a strong man, he took on all comers in both wrestling and boxing. He became such a great fighter that soon he was the best wrestler and boxer in all of Ireland. However, at that time, in 1766, a series of robberies began to take place all over Ireland, and soon it was discovered that these robberies would generally occur wherever the carnival that Patrick Redmond was with was playing. That's why the police finally arrested Patrick Redmond, arrested him for robbery. He was tried, he was convicted, and he was sentenced to be hanged. Therefore, on October the 8th of 1766, Patrick Redmond was hanged. Hanged for 9 long minutes, after which his body was cut down. However, when his body was cut down after being hanged for 9 minutes, it was found that Patrick Redmond was still alive. Yeah, Patrick Redmond was still alive in spite of the fact that he'd been hanged by the neck for 9 minutes. But that's still not the end of this incredible story. The amazing fact is that since Patrick Redmond had been hanged for the prescribed length of time, he had paid his debt to society, and therefore the authorities had to let him go free. Yeah, the police had to let Patrick Redmond go free. And that's why that night that he had been hanged but still lived, Patrick Redmond decided to celebrate by going to a theater. Yeah, Patrick Redmond went to a theater. And in that theater that night, the sight of this man who'd been hanged that very day and yet was still alive set off a panic in that theater audience. In a moment, the panic became so bad that another man was knocked down and was trampled to death. That's strange that the sight of a man who that day had cheated death should cause another man's death. But even stranger is the fact that this man who was trampled to death because of Patrick Redmond's appearance, this man was the same man who had condemned Patrick Redmond to die, for he was the judge at Patrick Redmond's trial. But the strangest part of all is that this judge, whose death was caused by Patrick Redmond's appearance after this same judge had condemned Patrick Redmond to die, this judge who was killed by Patrick Redmond's appearance because he'd sentenced him to death was John Redmond, Patrick Redmond's own brother. Reel 5, Arthur Gary.
Don't forget, men, there's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Yes, sir, $1, says Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream, gives you the smooth, comfortable, long-lasting shaves you want. Here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, there's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
And remember, Colgate Brushless gives you swell shaves even with hard or cold water. Softens tough whiskers so they zip off without pulling or scraping. Leaves your face feeling delightfully smooth and comfortable.
Get a larger giant-sized tuber jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. If 1 week's use doesn't convince you that it's something special, just mail me the carton top and Colgate will send you $1. Address me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Is it a deal? Remember, there's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, when our guest will be the famous star of the Brooklyn Dodgers, Jackie Robinson. See you then. Until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the news of the day, newsreels, its favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night, this very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night.
Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern with stories read. Psoriatic bills advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
For more exciting stories by Bill Stern, read his Sports Surprise feature every month in Sport Magazine. Read it in Sport Magazine, the June issue on your newsstands now. And be sure to listen tomorrow night over the same network to the Colgate Hour of Fun. Fun for the whole family with the...
Delightful Dennis Day brings you a bright half hour tomorrow on NBC.